Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. I am now happy to be joined by our special guest. He's a former split end at the University of Nebraska, won a couple of national titles there, former Nebraska assistant coach, now the head coach at the University of Nebraska Kearney football, Mr. Ryan Held. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Dude, life is good. Life is glorious. I have zero complaints. My question for you, you've been the coach going on 3 years now, going at Nebraska Kearney. What's it been like for you so far? And what do you kind of see for the team going into next season, you know, at this way early point of February? But what do you kind of see at this point?
Yeah, you know, it's been a building process for us for 2 years. You know, year one was just laying the foundation. We got in late. You know, we started to get the kids that we needed to get for our systems. We had good moments and we didn't have very good moments, you know, which we learned a lot from. You know, after the last game against Northwest, Missouri State, they pounded us pretty good. We went in this last off season with a really detailed laser focus and ended up beating Northwest this past year and ended up winning more games this year and then had a lot more close games. We got to learn just to finish out a few more and we might have been a playoff team. So, you know, it was a good first 2 years. We've done a really good job in recruiting this last cycle as well. We have 108 kids going through the program right now, the most they've ever had, I believe, in a long time. And we're in a good spot, talent-wise, culture-wise. We just have to keep getting better.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe you have the 105 roster limit that per se maybe the University of Nebraska does. But them getting down to 105, does that actually kind of help a program like Nebraska Kearney? Because obviously those guys are looking for a place to go, and Nebraska Kearney is a great program. Is this something that you feel has actually helped your program?
Yeah, we've seen some remnants of it for sure. And I think obviously this next cycle will even be more. But, you know, the days of the really good Nebraska kids, you know, because we want to get Nebraska football players, you know, for however long when they'd have 130, 140 guys, those kids would end up being walk-ons there. Now they still could be, but it's going to be limited. And so that really helps us because now, you know, if they don't get a D1 offer, we want to be the option that these kids choose.
And I always wonder too, is, you know, you look at kind of like baseball recruiting is in at the level that you're at too, is just, you know, you almost don't want your prospect to get too good, right? I mean, how often does that happen when you're recruiting somebody and then all of a sudden, you know, bigger schools start coming after them?
Well, I won't name the school, but we signed a quarterback out of Kansas City that a really, really good FCS school came in late and tried to steal from us, and he he stuck with us. But a lot of times you don't make that happen. I mean, relationships are obviously are huge, but yeah, I mean, you want to be on the right guys. I mean, we're not going to lower the rim just because we feel like they might be D1 guys. You know, we're going to go after the top guys, and then if they end up getting it, good for them. That, you know, but that means we're on the right kids.
Now, unfortunately, due to no fault of your own, all right, there's 2 years of probations that are kind of going on and things of that nature. Knowing that that's coming up over the next couple of season, fair or unfair to you guys, it is what it is, as you know. How does that impact what you're trying to build going forward? Or is it that big of an impact?
No, it really wasn't. The only thing that we had to really maneuver through, guys, was the official visit limitations. I had 83 official visits over this 2 year span, and this year I only used like 20, so I have like 60 some next year. So we were really smart in that aspect. It really doesn't affect us. It doesn't affect our ability to be in the playoffs or anything like that. We just had to maneuver through the official visit piece, and then the probation is what it is. It happened. We move on. It hasn't lived in my head. It doesn't live rent free in my head. We just do what we do and move on.
Of course, there's been many changes in college football over the last several years, NIL being a big portion of that. Does that play a substantial role at Kearney?
It really doesn't. I mean, kids can get it. You know, it's just at a way lighter scale, you know, in terms of the money piece. But I think there's opportunities for it to continue to grow, you know, but it doesn't really factor in with us. I mean, at this point, I mean, there's small deals kids get, but not at the level that the Huskers and other people are obviously dealing with.
What's the biggest thing you would like fans across the state of Nebraska to know about the Nebraska Kearney football program?
Well, we have a tremendous institution. Kearney's got 30,000+ people, so it's a really, really good community, very supportive. We got really good facilities. We have everything here for the kids to become their best version of themselves. And then we play, you know, arguably, historically, the best Division II conference in the country in the MIAA. They can be close to home and play big-time football within the region. You know, we don't fly to go to places, but, you know, you go down to Pittsburgh State with 12,000 people, it's a big-time environment. And so they can really play big-time football, playing really good schemes, graduate, and move on to the real world. But let me tell you, obviously, I've been at all levels. If you look at my resume, I've been a JUCO head coach. I was a head coach at the Bobcat, Peru State Bobcats back in 01 and 24 years old, you know, down there in the Oak Bowl, which, you know, they've really got that deal really neat down there. And, you know, I've been at the Huskers. I've been at UCF. I was a interim head coach at North Alabama at the FCS level. This level here, Division II football, is really good football. And there's kids in our conference that could play Division I. Maybe their clock ran out, or 2 year nons, or guys that have developed. I'm not putting it up in the caliber of the Big Ten or anything like that. I'm not saying that, but it's big time football. And if you want to play, you got a chance to do it right in our home state.
Like you mentioned, you've been at all sorts of levels, from a head coach, interim head coach, OC, I'm looking here, a quarterbacks coach. You're currently also the tight ends coach at Nebraska Kearney. And you've been all sorts of different places. So I'd be remiss if I didn't just ask about your time at Nebraska a little bit. Obviously, there was ups and downs and things of that nature. What do you think went well? What do you wish would have gone a little bit, you know, maybe better during the time at Nebraska specifically?
Well, you know, obviously it was a dream come true for me to be able to come back and be a coach for the Huskers. You know, I was a walk-on player there in the 90s and, you know, was able to be a part of, you know, arguably as good a run as there ever was, you know, during the time that I was there. And to be able to come back and, you know, you leave a program like UCF and, you know, you come back. And I mean, at the end of the day, it came down to this, right? We didn't win the close football games, which, you know, those go the other way. We're not even having this conversation. We missed in recruiting on some kids. And it just came to a point of, it was just too hard, you know, too hard to overcome when you couldn't win those games. I mean, you look at my last year there, before getting let go before the Wisconsin game. I mean, we have Michigan who made the playoffs. We easily could have won that game, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you go right down the line of the first game of the year was just a kick in the, you know what, losing to Illinois. And it just got us off to, you know, we knew we needed to win and it didn't happen. It was unfortunate, but, you know, the thing about it is you learn from those, right? And I didn't like seeing my name on the bottom of ESPN, but who does? But you know what? We didn't get it done. If you don't get it done, you get fired. That's how this business works. There's no, you know, participation medals. And but I learned a lot from that experience. I didn't enjoy it. Obviously, who would? But, you know, it is what it is. You don't cry about it. You move on. And that's what we've been able to do. I went to North Alabama and, you know, we had an offense that averaged almost 30 points a game. We just anyway, that was a whole nother conversation. And then I got a chance to come here to UNK and I feel very blessed and I'm happy to be here and I get to help kids become their best version. And, you know, and life brings your challenges, how you overcome them, how you deal with them. That's what we've been able to do. And I'm happy where I'm at.
All right, you got some unique insight on this question here because you were with Frost at UCF and you came with him to Nebraska. He's obviously going back down to UCF now. I think most people are happy for him and curious to see how he does. But what are your thoughts on him going back to UCF, a place you coached with him at?
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy for him. You know, good for him. You know, he got that opportunity to go back. You know, those opportunities are hard to get, and he was able to make that happen. I mean, it's a great place. You know, I mean, right there in Central Florida, and now they're in the Big 12 Conference, which was different from when we were there. And, you know, he was able to bring some Nebraska guys down there, and I'm happy for those guys. And I wish him nothing but the best. He gave me a chance to be a Division I coach, and I'm very appreciative of that. But, you know, that ship has sailed, and so we move on. And but I'm happy for him. I'm glad he got a chance to get back in the game and at a place that had a lot of, you know, he had a lot of success. And I hope they have the, you know, be able to get that again.
All right, last question for you, Coach. You've referenced it several times, and it's really something every coach at every level is trying to get better at and win more games in this particular situation, and that's winning the close games. You mentioned there at UNK that's something you hope you can do better next year, and maybe that'll turn the entire tide in an even more positive direction for you guys. But what, in your opinion, are some of the biggest keys to winning a close game when everyone's tired, everyone's watching, and everything is just amplified in those key moments at the end of a game?
Well, I think right. That's the magic pill question, right? Like, I mean, everybody wants to know that. So what can you do, you know, to be prepared for those situations? Well, number one, is you have to work just a tremendous amount of situational football when it comes to your practices. You have to put your guys in those situations. Not that there's going to be, you know, you're not playing the game right at that moment, number one. Number two is you have to talk about these situations. I mean, look at the Super Bowl last year, okay, when the Chiefs, I mean, the San Francisco 49ers didn't even know the overtime rules, right? Well, that ended up costing them a Super Bowl. So we have to talk to these guys about this basic rules and understanding this situation comes up. We got to be prepared for this. So you just have to put your guys in the situation. You have to talk about it and educate them on these situations. And you can't go over every single one, but you sure as heck try to do as many as you can. And then, you know, obviously, when it comes up during the game, you got to be talking about it on the sideline. Remember, this is a situation. We, you know, blah 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 blah. You're just constantly doing that. And then, you know, last year we were down 9 with, I don't know, 3 minutes left. Went down and scored, held them, got the ball back, boom, kicked a game-winning field goal against Missouri Western. All right. Well, year one, we probably don't get that done, but we work on 2-minute drill. We work on 4-minute. You know, all the stuff that comes out overtime and 2-point shootouts and all the stuff that happens. And you just have to try to do that. But, you know, you can't, you know, you have to be put in those situations. You have to talk about it.
Well, I appreciate your time, Coach. Good luck this upcoming season as well.
Well, we appreciate you having me on and UNK football. And thanks, guys.
All right. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We come back. Chat a little bit of Nebraska basketball versus a ranked Maryland team tonight.